T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Harrigan, producer of this show, formerly the producer of Hey, It's Corey Hepala, just said to me, hey, I better call Corey. I mean, I get it if he forgets to call certain guests, but I would think when Corey Hepala is returning to the station and he worked with Corey for a long, long time, he would remember that, but he's dialing right now. I would assume in just a matter of seconds, we will have Corey on the air. We are on tomorrow.
Corey's ready
for
you.
Best of Thursday and Friday. What was that, sir?
Corey is all ready to go for you.
How is this for your welcome back to the station when your former producer forgets to call you when you're supposed to be on the air right at the top, right at the start of this hour?
Well, I think it all starts from the top, right? Like, that wouldn't have happened if we were together. Dave and I had a really good working relationship, and he felt empowered to bring on the guests. And so I think it was just, when we talk about the Vikings, it was just a better culture. You know, you're like Zimmer, and I'm like O'Connell.
Please, we're not going culture. We're not going culture. By the way, you're on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you?
I'm great, Chad. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I am very good. I want to cover a number of topics with you. Corey obviously was here for how long did you host your show?
About 3.5 years.
3.5 years. You made the decision after talking about it for a while, I'm sure, with family and friends to run for governor. In the end, it did not work out in the ideal way. Do you regret the decision you made?
Oh, absolutely not. To your point, it was 3 years in the making. A lot of conversations, a lot of praying, a lot of meditating, a lot of strategic planning and team building, all of those things. And, we came up short, but I'm really proud of our team. And I know that we made a positive difference. And I know that I certainly learned a lot. And I think, Chad, I think lots of times we look at it as, did you win or lose? And that's what we define as a success. And I don't necessarily look at it that way, because I think that one's own character defines success, if that makes sense. And like for me and what we were building and what we were trying to communicate is constant, and it's fluid, and it's ever growing. And I think that that's one of the things that I wanted to hit home too, was that, look, it's going to take all of us together. And I think if we look at our political landscape, I think you would agree, it's not working properly right now. And I came to this decision because I believe that we need more parties to help uplift the conversation and to force more of these leaders to focus back in on the policies so that we can push Minnesota back into a national leader again. So no, I don't have any regrets. I could not be more thankful for everything at Care 11, at WCCO. We had such wonderful teammates there, some who have been so encouraging since then. And I'm so thankful to everybody that led me to this next step, which is service to others. And I will forever be grateful. And I'm thankful for the team that we had and the connections we made, and we hope to continue to do some work.
We are going to talk. We're going to keep you for a couple segments here. We will talk Rural by Choice, your second season. But let me talk the politics, a couple more points here. You know this. I lament greatly that we do not have more options. I am disheartened almost every day by extremists on both sides of the party who have found a way to dominate the conversation. And it's not 50-50. There are times when it's the left. There are times it's the right. And to be honest, of late, I've been more outraged by the far right. Doesn't mean the far left is perfect, but of late, it's been more outrageous for me by the far right. When you ran, two things struck me. I was surprised because knowing you a little bit and also listening to the show a lot, you really didn't talk a lot of politics. You didn't talk nearly as much as, let's say, I did. That doesn't mean it's everything in your life, what you do, but a lot of times what we do here is a reflection. And then when you ran, I remember our conversation, you said, this is the trailer, the movie's later. And I felt like, to me, and I would say this to you off air, I'll say it to you on air, that you needed to provide the movie right away. So people knew, if we're actually going to see a third party here, outside of the two marijuana parties, that will be viable. We know specifically where Corey stands. And I think a lot of people, not just me, were like, if he's going to wait too long, he's going to miss that window. And the window shut before people really gave you enough consideration.
That's a fair point, right? I mean, that's a fair point. We look back and you look at certain timelines and the way that it all unfolded. But the way that I was building it was not predicated on, hey, here's every single thing that you need to know about this, and here's how you should feel about it. Because my campaign was in a response to how people were feeling. And this is the people that we talk to every day at CCL. These are the people I'm talking with outside the metro and in the metro, people who are disillusioned, to your first point, disillusioned with the two-party system and don't feel like they have a voice. Well, here we were. We were about to unveil in the summer strategically policy on education, policy on public health, economic opportunities, all of these other things, right? That all work together as gears. And I think that's one of the things that I hope to continue to work on, is breaking down this siloed communication, whether it's partisan politics or whether it's just, you know what, I get in the day-to-day type of atmosphere and I'm not even thinking about it. But when you think about Minnesota as a state, or really any state or country, it's not just education is all I need to be focusing in on. No, like all of these things work together. So education also relies upon, right, great jobs and public health and having people here and immigration, all of these other things matter to that and affect that. And so when you look at Minnesota as a state, and this was the one thing that I really hope that, and I can mention, talk about this a little bit more as we go along, but I hope that Governor Walz and his team are thinking about, because we need to be more proactive. We have sat around here in Minnesota for 30 plus years, and we are not proactive enough. In all of the demographics, all of the data, it is not good, Chad. It's not good. Like, if you project 5, 10, 15 years out, our economists know this, our demographer know this, we don't have enough people here. We don't, and we're losing young talent. If we don't proactively start to recruit and retain through all of those gears that we talked about, we are going to, and we're already seeing it, we're going to continue to slide down into more of a middle of the pack. And that's not Minnesota. We're a national leader. And a part of the problem, this is not just exclusive to Minnesota, but a part of the problem is that partisan politics is now a barrier for progress, because nobody wants to step outside of their political party and vote and help for what is right, or maybe they might add something to it, and they don't want to do it. Because guess what? Then they lose their money, and now all of a sudden they're kicked out of the party, and now all of a sudden their livelihood is in,
so,
you know.
So
is
let
in
me
limbo.
Jump in. Do you think in the end you helped the prospect of another party, you did nothing for another party, or you hurt it?
I don't think I did really. I think we got people thinking about it, critically thinking about it. We certainly, we're not at the finish line. It's a work in progress. I'm not a finished product. You're not a finished product. We'll continue to keep working on it. But my goal is not politics. I will say that right now. I'm not running in 2026, okay? Like, I have no interest in politics.
But it was this year, right? I mean, if you're going to run, if you're going to, you know, walk away from your job and do this, this obviously was your goal this past year.
It was, yeah, because I felt it was at the beginning, at the right time. I felt it was the right time. But now I think that I can do more good using my platform in other ways. I feel like using, and all of us, I hope that I encourage all of us to be curious and compassionate and courageous and think about the gifts that we've all been given. I feel like I can help in a lot of different ways. I'm a communicator. I'm a connector. I know that I can probably do more good outside of elected politics than I could do in it. And that was a realization that I had to go through to understand that, at least for right now. I'm not saying 10, 15 years when my kids are older, but right now I'm exactly where I need to be.
Are you willing to share who you voted for?
No, I will not share that.
You could not vote for yourself, right? I was told by a very smart insider that for people to be listed as a write-in, they had to do something. So you did not write in yourself?
No, I didn't. And we didn't make that move either. We could have, but I didn't want to continue to add to this. Here's what I will say. I mentioned Governor Walz earlier. He called me 3 days after we ended our campaign. I had not talked to him at all leading up to it, not during the campaign, not once. He called me after, and I give him a lot of credit for this because he certainly did not have to. He called me, and he was very kind, and he agreed with me and said exactly what I was talking about. He said, our political system is not working properly. But what I give him credit for is, and this is where I think these next 4 years are incredibly important, we have an opportunity here. We have so much goodness here in Minnesota, so many great people, so many great leaders, so much good things happening. We can be proactive. And I think that bringing on, you know, not onto the staff or something like that, but bringing outside perspectives into these bubbles that we have in these silos can help spark that critical thinking that can push Minnesota into national leader again. That's my purpose, is to help spark critical thinking.
Corey Heppala is with us. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about rural by choice. You always can respond any way you'd like with feedback when you respond with the Cities One talk and text line, 651-461-9226. More with Corey in moments on CCO. Corey Heppala is back with us, our friend Corey. We just talked to politics. In case you're just tuning in, you can always go back and podcast our segments. Corey, like the dilemma I face often at about 2:30, has to pick up his kids. So let's talk rural by choice. Tell people about it if they missed it, season one, and what you're trying to do here with season two.
Well, I appreciate you bringing me on, Chad, because this is something that is really important to a lot of people here in Minnesota, but also, too, I just think to myself as well, but Otter Tail County is a gem in Minnesota, and we have so many great places in Minnesota, but Otter Tail County is an absolute gem. I grew up there, and this is season two. We got 5 episodes. But what we wanted to do with this, instead of just like talking about the county or having travel videos, what this series is about, it is breaking down the popular misconceptions about rural living. Now, if you've never experienced rural Minnesota, and I don't mean just like driven through or spent a night there or something, but like truly experienced it, you know, you might have a thought or an idea about what that might be like. But what this does is it helps break down those popular misconceptions. And we talk, you know, we dive into different topics about education and childcare and healthcare and all of these really important topics as well along the way. But it's all underneath the like narrative of, all right, so I'm 41, married, 3 young kids, and kind of at this reflective stage of my life of, you know, what's important to me? Where did I come from? How did it impact me? Did I truly have my eyes open to the things around me? And it turns out I loved where I grew up, but I didn't know half of what I should have known about it. And so I kind of go back now as an adult and look at it through that lens. And I think what worked so well in season one was people then did that on their own. They learned something about rural Minnesota, but then they also thought about those things in their own life of like, man, I wonder what I took this stuff for granted.
Where can people consume it?
It'll be on the Otter Tail Lakes Country Facebook page and on YouTube. And I'll be sharing it too, of course, on my personals here. It starts this Sunday. The episodes are like 8 to 14 minutes. So they're really concise and to the point. You know, that they're entertaining, but you learn something and you'll feel something. One of the themes that we talk about this year is really just being present. We're always caught up in the nostalgia of the past or thinking about the future or wondering about the future. But it's, you know, all we really have is now. And so the people we're with, the places we are, that's where we need to be. So that's one of the main themes for this year.
Professionally, what do you want to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm led. I made this decision about 5 years ago, Chad. It's a work in progress. I decided at that point I was going to stop telling my life what I was going to do or what success would look like, and I was going to start preparing. And for me, that meant a lot of things. It meant you know, better diet, better sleeping decisions, so that I could be healthier and more efficient. I started networking in a different way because what I really wanted to do was, I'm a spiritual person. I wanted to listen to where I'm being called for. So I've done a lot of work on that, and that's where I'm at. I'm led by the three BCs: being curious, being courageous, being compassionate. And my mission is to empower and inspire others. And it's got me, you know, working on Rural by Choice, another documentary then that we're just in the infancy stages of. I'm speaking and consulting, and I'm living with joy.
Do you miss the media side? It was an enormous part of your life. You talked many times how you realized fairly young this was something you wanted to pursue.
Absolutely. Ever since I was 8 years old, it's all I ever wanted to do. Was I wrote down in a journal that I wanted to be a broadcast journalist in Minneapolis. Like, that was it. But I got there and realized it was setting me up for something else, an impact that I could have. But it's not easy to do this. It's not easy to take a risk. I mean, I thought it was leading me into politics. And as I've realized, at least at this point in my life, it's not. And that's okay. But it's going to lead to something great. And it already has. And I'm really thankful for that. I could not be more thankful for my media career. But that's over for me. That's in the past for me. I was ready to turn that page when you know, when CCO and I parted ways. I was ready. I was ready for the next step. And yes, there's an unknown factor. There's a risk in that. But I don't want to be 90 and looking back and saying, well, I should have done this. I had the opportunity to do that. I wish I would have risked a little bit more. I would rather live with joy and be led by my heart and see where it takes me and how I can positively impact others.
We became friends when we met here. I still view us as friends. I wish you only the best. Thanks so much for coming on. And anytime you want to take Harrigan away for a couple days, I think that might help.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Chad. And I want you to know, happy Thanksgiving. And my prayer for you is that I hope that you know what a wonderful person you are and father. That is the dad that you are. Everybody can see just how loving and caring you are, and I hope that you realize that.
Very kind of you. I really appreciate that. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
You too, my friend. All right.
Corey Heppala, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.